Hi, welcome back to Daily Manna. This is Alan, and today we'll be getting into Revelation chapter 3, which is really just a continuation of Revelation chapter 2. In these two chapters, you have the seven epistles written to the seven churches. On the one hand, these epistles are the record of the actual situation existing in the seven churches at the time of the writing. On the other hand, we have to realize that since Revelation is a book of signs, with a prophetic nature, the situations of the churches are also signs, signifying prophetically the progress of the church throughout church history. Even so, these seven epistles can still be applied to us today and greatly help us in our Christian life and church life. In the previous chapter, the church in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, and Thyatira were covered. And in Revelation chapter 3, we have the letters to Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And in this podcast, I wanted to highlight one point concerning the church in Sardis. I was touched with a phrase in verse 1. You have a name that you are living, and yet you are dead. This phrase reminded me of something that Jesus told the Pharisees in Matthew 23. Verse 27 of Matthew 23 says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you resemble whitewashed graves, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness." In both cases of the church in Sardis and the Pharisees, the outward appearances seemed to be good, but their inward condition was the opposite. And considering the Pharisees, one point that really struck me was that the Pharisees actually had a lot of biblical knowledge. They were the most religious ones during their time, the ones who were most zealous for the law. So they really knew the Old Testament scriptures, and they even memorized it. If I was living during that time, I may have thought, wow, outwardly, these Pharisees are the best because they know the Bible so well. However, even though they had the biblical knowledge, Jesus called them full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. In 2 Corinthians 3:6, Paul writes that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. The Pharisees only had the letter, which not only killed them, but made themselves dead. They also deadened all those around them. These Pharisees did not have the Spirit, so they definitely were not living and did not have life. Well, it was the same with the church in Sardis. The Lord's assessment of them was that they had a name that they were living, but in reality, they were dead and were the complete opposite of living. I wanted to read verse 4 as an encouragement. To such a church, the Lord also says, "But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments." Well, what does this mean and how is this encouraging? Well, the garments in the Bible signify what we are in our walk and our living. And to defile the garments here in this context is referring to defiling the garments with death rather than with sin. And this may be against our concept, but in the eyes of God, staining our garments with deadness is worse than staining our garments with sin. According to the Old Testament, if anyone sinned, he could be forgiven simply by offering the sin offering. However, if anyone touched the dead body of a man, they had to wait 7 days before he could be cleansed. This indicates that the defilement of death is more serious than that of sin. Today, many Christians have no consciousness of death. I think I can speak for everyone. We are all very conscious of sin and condemn sin. However, we may not have that much consciousness of death. We may come to a meeting in a dead way and not sense the seriousness of it. I was exposed that in my Christian life, a lot of times, I'm just a corpse. I go to the Bible study, to this Christian gathering, to that Christian gathering, which is wonderful. but I go as a corpse. O Lord, outwardly it seems like I'm living by going and doing so many things, but I may go do these things and be actually dead. Lord Jesus, save us. May this not be our situation. Brothers and sisters, there were some who did not stain their garments with death. There were a few in Sardis who in their Christian walk and living did not tolerate death at all. These ones not only had a name that they were living, but in reality, they were living and they were full of life. I was encouraged and had a fresh aspiration to always endeavor to be living, to be someone who is filled and saturated with the divine life. Wherever I go, whatever I do, whether it's to the Bible study or to this meeting, I wouldn't go and be content with just sitting there or just being there, kind of like a corpse. But I would go with the divine life. I would go filled with the divine life and be a living factor in the meeting, giving life to others. Well, that's all the time that we have in this podcast. Keep enjoying the Bible.